Well, hello there. It's Alan Carr here. How are you? You all right? I've got some wonderful guests here on the show tonight. Paul McCartney's just turned... Hello, Paul. How are you?
Well, you know, it was like this thing, you know. No, the thing with what me and John were going to do, you know, is just sort of write songs and that.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing was, the Beatles were actually my band.
Yeah, but that's not true, though, John, is it really? Because I was the main man in the
Oh, come on, Grandad. I was with the Quarrymen and I asked you to join.
Yeah, I suppose that's true in a way, but you were so out of it, you know. I had to sort of, you know, take over. Oh, hello, George. How are you doing?
Well, I just thought the whole thing with the Beatles was, you know, we gave our nervous systems.
Oh, Ringo, how's your recovery going?
Well, it's going very well, thanks very much. But I thought the Beatles were fabulous.
That was a real thrill, wasn't it? Oh, guess who's coming now? It's David Bowie.
How's it going, Alan? You all right, son? Hey, listen, I mean, there's something wrong with you, mate. No, seriously, I'm not being funny. Oh, you've got a funny voice. Here, do you know what I like to do in the afternoons? I like to sit on my patio. I've got this sort of crazy paving thing going on out there. You know what I mean? With like a cascade of water coming down. Looks really good. Shimmering in the afternoon light. I like to sit there and have a cup of tea and maybe a little bit of Battenberg. I like Battenberg because I like the colours and...
Taste of almonds! Taste of almonds! Yes, that's very true. I could almost, you know, turn into Kenneth Williams, you know.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, look who it is. It's our favourite Antipodean. It's Russell Crowe.
I've got a confession to make. All through my life, I've felt like I'm a woman trapped inside a man's body. I think I'm going to have the operation. I'm just going to have the dinkle lopped off and have a little tuck put in there. And future, I want to be known as Rachel. Rachel Crowe.
Ho-ha. It's me, Al Pacino. I've got to turn into Tony Montana. That's what I'm going to do.
Hi. Hi, hi.
Oh, Robert De Niro, thanks very much for coming on the show, Robert. So, how are you?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What's the matter with you? Huh? What the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you going to do? It doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'm Robert De Niro. I can do what I like, you know.
It's true, you can. I would if I was you. Oh, Anthony Hopkins, you still driving across America, Tony?
Well, I tell you what I like to do. I talk quietly and lull you into a full sense of security. Then I start shouting!
Oh, it's my favourite. He's really sexy, isn't he? Jack Nicholson. Oh, you're lovely. You're from New Jersey, aren't you, Jack?
Well, kind of originally I was from New Jersey, you know what I mean? It turns out my mother was my sister or something like that. They kind of broke that to me and I was pretty fucked up, man, when I heard that. But, you know, I got over it, you know what I'm saying? And I remember they said to me,
"You can't handle the truth."
Oh, my God. Alan Rickman's just come in here.
My name's Alan Rickman. I don't laugh very much, but when I do, it sounds like this.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, John, are you still drinking, John?
Oh, Christ, love, no. I haven't had a drink for about 3 months, no. No, it's... I'm just... No, I mainly drink cider now. I mean, it's practically fruit.
Thanks very much indeed. Motti's here. Yes, we got some interesting people coming up here, I can tell you that, because Steve Claridge is sitting next to me. Steve, what a game we've got going on here.
Well, it's like... I mean, I don't know what's happening, because it's a funny thing, because, like, you've got the referee doesn't know what's going on, and I think the ball, I don't know if when the ball came over, I don't know if that was a cross or a shot, I don't know, the ball sort of bobbled about, and he doesn't know, the keeper didn't know what was happening, and I mean, poor old Johnny Ryan, sunny side up on the radio.
Kevin Rowland came, that was good as well. Glenn Hoddle, what do you think of the first half, Glenn?
Well, you know, it's been difficult, you know, and I think the main thing for me is, you know, put a bovine creature on something like an Aberdeen Angus just in front of the back four. That would be good.
Yeah, surely that's a great idea. Graham Taylor, they haven't passed the ball well enough. Thanks very much indeed, Graham. Arsene Wenger, well, Arsenal haven't won a trophy. trophy now for 200 years. That must be a real worry for you.
Yes, well, of course, I didn't see it.
Yes, thanks very much indeed, Arsene. Martin Yole, you're out of work at the moment, but we do love you because you're a character. Martin?
Yeah, well, it's also nice, you know, because I'm from Holland, you know, and I sound like I've had something nice to smoke.